What's up, guys? It is Dave. It is Duncan back from Metal Epidemic for another album review. And for this review, Duncan and I have been checking out the new album from Finnish grindcore machine Rotten Sound. The band's new album, Apocalypse,
released aptly named Apocalypse
on March 31st via Season of Mist. So formed in 1993. this is album number 8 from Rotten Sound, which follows up their 2018 EP, Suffer to Abuse.
Like, if they were 20 in 1993, they're now in their 50s, right? And there's no need for any band to... Even Napalm Death have found that, like, a groove. Rotten Sound, no.
Oh. The recording itself was a pretty quick affair. Overall, it took us something a little bit over 3 weeks to record, mix, and master the whole thing.
Fuck's sake!
The vocals and drums were done at Sound Supreme, whereas the guitars and bass were cut in Nordic Audio Labs. Then Jesse Gander at Rain City Studios mixed everything in December 2021, before Brad Boatwright mastered everything in January 2022.
They've been holding on to this for a year.
Yeah.
A year, Dave.
I know. Vocalist Kaijo, he says, I'm trying to find a positive way to say that maybe, just maybe, we were a little bit lazy for a while.
You made up for it on this. Sounds like it's been fed steroids.
That is how... The band's founding member, along with guitar player Mika Aalto, is trying to explain why it took the band so long to reload its creative batteries. This being said, the recording has been ready since January 2022, but then we had to finalise the artwork, schedule the manufacturing of the vinyl, and find the right time to release it. But what really made a difference this time around was we did a full pre-production for it. The last time we did that was for Cycles back in 2008.
Even Slipknot don't do that anymore, no. So you guys are better than Slipknot. Yeah.
That process may have added an extra 6 months, but it was worth it because we really took our time to fine-tune every little detail until we were entirely satisfied. We probably would have released it earlier, though, if what happened, well, hadn't happened, you know. On March 8th, 2020, Rotten Sound completed the Campaign for Musical Destruction tour alongside Napalm Death and I Hate God and Misery Index. 9 days later...
Most fucking savage bill ever. Also, what a weird bill. Why were Misery Index on that bill? Misery Index were on that bill to slow things down.
9 days later, the world suddenly stopped and robbed him of his inspiration for a while. The songwriting had already started in 2019 for about 6 months. I didn't know where I wanted to go to next, lyrically speaking, until it had finally clicked somehow. This is also the first recording with new bass player Matti Rapana. He replaced Christian, who left in 2020. Besides his playing, Matti brought his energy and his backing vocals to the band. You can actually hear his screams on 70% of the new songs. So, Duncan, 18 songs, just under 21 minutes...
This is a call that I will answer, you know what I mean? Any day of the week. This is a phone call that I will lift up and speak to someone for. If you can guarantee me 18 tracks in under 22 minutes.
Yep. Longest song is 1 minute 57.
And I mean, it's bloated as fuck. So. Yeah.
I think from what I can tell, this is their shortest full-length album to date. None of their albums are long, to be honest. They all just like hit you with that breakneck speed, but I think, as far as I can see, I think this is the shortest album. Okay, so I've listened to Rotten Sound in the past, so I kind of...
Alright, so you were a connoisseur.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't say I was connoisseur, but I knew what roughly what I was going to get here with this album. And I checked out the singles as well, so I was like, yes, just sign me up for that. What about yourself? What did you think of this one? Had you heard them before, or was this
No. Like, grindcore is like a blind spot for me.
Right.
Grindcore is one of those genres where, like, I know for a fact there's a whole host of bands out there that people are really high on, and here's me, like, mentioning the fucking the establishment of, like, your Napalm Deaths and your Pig Destroyers, and, you know, like see you next Tuesday. But I do, like, the thing about it is, we've spoken about this before, I like grindcore when grindcore is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like grindcore when grindcore is just the same thing.
Right.
Which will be interesting when we talk about this album. Rotten Sims Apocalypse is kind of... has all the frantic energy of a Danger Wank. You know what I mean? Like, when you know you've got 3 minutes or something, and someone's coming through that door, and you better get down to business. Otherwise, you're going to be caught with your dick in your hands. It's kind of that... There is such... Stop laughing at me. There's a manic energy about it, which is almost indescribable. Even over other grindcore bands I've listened to, there's just something... Like, absolutely, there's absolutely no way you could do anything when listening to this album. Like, you couldn't, like, there's certain albums I can put on while I'm working. There's certain albums I can put on while I'm ironing, because I'm an old man now. There's certain albums that you could put on while you're cleaning and mowing the lawn. Apocalypse is not one of them. It's just too frantic, but in the best possible way. The thing that I would say about this one that levels it up is primarily the production. The production of this is fucking incredible. Like, as grindcore productions go, this is on the better produced side of it. Every instrument comes through excellent. Every nuance vocally, and the vocalist, now that we know there's a backing vocalist, that explains some things. Because I was like, does he not breathe? Does he not require oxygen? But no, that's the backing vocalist. Vocally, it's fucking so intense and so savage, which doesn't equate to their age as a band together. That doesn't marry up to me. But like, everything across the board, the drum production is perfect and punchy. The guitar work is great and clear. The bass work is awesome and full. It's just, it has all that attitude. And these guys, for all the fact that they are a grindcore band, and for all the fact that the songs are short, and for all the fact that they are fast as fuck, there's plenty of switch-ups here. Like, not pace-wise, but guitar-wise specifically. They keep things really interesting in between all the tracks. They also smartly will hit you with, like, a 1-2 punch of shorter songs, like under a minute, and then will expand something out for almost 2 minutes, not 2 minutes, before reining it right back in. They'll give you a couple of things that are a bit longer, then shorten it right down. They'll go down as low as under half a minute of pure fucking savagery. And then we were joking off air, at the midway point of this album, they do the old switcheroo, Dave. It's when you're shagging someone in the dark, and then you walk the room, and then someone else comes in and continues to shag, and the person being shagged doesn't realise. They did that to my ears with track number 10, The Denialist, which denies all knowledge of all the fastness on the previous fucking 9 songs, and hits you just a fucking savage groove, like slow... in the pocket. I'm looking at the time on this one. It's 1 minute 46. I'm like, yes, you're breaking up the midway point, but you get like 40 seconds of groove.
Yeah.
And then the drummer is like, like that, and then fucking hits you with like about 17 drum fills, and then savageness, and then everything just gets fast as fuck. Closing out the last minute of that song.
Yeah.
So like 45 seconds of something that isn't rapid. I had a blast with this. Like, this is so short and so abrupt and so to the point, and just so angry and venomous and well written and well constructed. And I appreciated the nuance in the album, not the nuance in the songwriting, but the nuance in the structure of the album. Like when they hit you with a couple of things where you're like, oh, that almost feels like they're doing a gimmick, you get a longer song where they like really take you through like a mini roller coaster. But then they'll very, very quickly shorten tracks down and speed things up. And as a result of that, the listener's really rewarding. It gives you you never feel like you're getting too much of anything, and you never feel like you've had enough of anything either, which is a fine balance to do. And whilst as grindcore, as I mentioned earlier on, I don't like things that are relatively one-dimensional. As one-dimensional as this is, it smartly uses song placement and riff stylings that it makes it really kind of infectious and kind of makes you want to go back. I listened to this more times than I think I've listened to any grindcore album since the last Napalm Death album, which, let's be honest, is a grindcore album, but it's not really a grindcore album. I had a ball with this, man. It is so difficult not to feel like you just... like when it finishes, you just want to build something or break something or run something or lift weights or fuck hard, or it's just like I just, there's an energy about it that feels distilled and bottled on that listen. It's like shaking a can of cola like for a while, and you know no good is going to come from opening it, but you open it anyway. Anarchy. Yeah, I thought this was fucking great. Once again, I mean, the pedigree people behind the old production have elevated it. It sounds great. And, I mean, what we're saying here, like fucking almost 30 years into their career, 30 years into their career, actually, and they're doing stuff like that. Makes sense.
No.
I think about what I was like in, like, 30 years ago. I didn't do half the things I could do 30 years ago.
True.
Right, and the fact that they're doing this is just nuts. I'm not usually high on grindcore albums. I'm high on this. So between this and See You Next Tuesday this year, I'm kind of liking 2003 grind. So you're a big grind fan, though.
Yeah,
you're a shill. You've been out at the Napalm Death, but you had a night of grind. So I imagine coming off that night of grind, the exact thing you needed was a little bit of Rotten Sound.
More grind. More grind. this is but believe it or not, this is even more to the point than a lot of their previous albums. This is even faster in pace overall, I would say.
Is that possible?
You know, most of their albums are fast anyway, but this feels like it has been cranked that bit harder. But what I thought was cool about this album was, although it's much more instant, they didn't scrimp on the switch ups. Like this will just hit you with plenty of grindcore and vicious hardcore punk, and the first two tracks are all about that. But then they will quickly just, you know, slide into something kind of sludgy and kind of groove laden as well, and they hit you with that on track three, Sharing, and three songs sound like, you know, a long time to wait before you get that payoff, you know, that groove. But the first two tracks are less than a minute, less than a minute and a half combined. So you're really not waiting that long at all, to be honest. Yeah.
Less than a Soulfly intro.
And when that slowed down, the kind of filthy kind of sludge riff comes in, it's, even though it's not a long wait, it's worth the wait. I think they break this album up perfectly with those little dashes of sludge and filth. And just like when you feel like this album is just relentlessly pummeling you into submission, along comes a mid-paced kind of hardcore groove or a halftime, you know, sludge mammoth, just to kind of balance out that frantic pace. And as frantic as this is, I think the runtime of 21 minutes really works. It feels long enough that you don't feel shortchanged, but not too long that it becomes, you know, repetitive. Because I think grindcore does have that like cutoff point where it does start to almost like become white noise if it goes on too long. But I feel like this is it's right in that kind of sweet spot for me. But there's, I think there's also enough changes with, you know, in terms of the tempo to keep you engaged as well. And even vocally, I think there are certain songs that really stuck with me afterwards because of a certain lyric or phrase. Newsflash being a really kind of good example of that. It's got a proper like old school kind of hardcore punk feel in the guitars, but they team that up with a more almost more traditional hardcore punk vocal phrasing as well. So that the kind of chants of Newsflash in the chorus, they're really going to get you stuck in your head afterwards. And I think, you know, I need to give them props to the new bassist as well, bringing in that kind of second kind of vocal tone, because I think that addition is a really good way to give you a bit more variance across the album. I think the main vocalist has a tone that is like utterly scathing. It's proper violence, but he can switch into that guttural death metal vocal as well, you know, to that into that kind of acidic like grindcore rasp in a split second. But now you've also got Matty the bassist adding in another layer of vocals, and he sits in a slightly different register to Kaijo. But yeah, his voice sounds a bit more in the kind of hardcore kind of realm. He's still got a rasp, but it's different enough to separate him in the kind of chaos of everything. I think this, like, I mean, I know we're like 30 years into their career, but I think this could be one of the tightest things they've delivered as a band. They've been on the go since 93, so they're obviously, you know, had plenty of practice. But even with bringing in a new band member in 2021, you know, it hasn't affected how utterly solid they sound as a band. And grindcore can be quite a chaotic kind of genre. But there still has to be a lot of precision there, or it will kind of highlight how unrehearsed you are as a band.
Yeah.
And I think these guys have nailed it on this release. They sound super, super gelled together. And those the quick transitions are really, really seamless. Production wise, this is like scorching hot. Like, this is just, I love
so clear.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? The thing that like blew my mind is it's so.
Yeah.
You can pick out everything.
Yeah,
it's
got a real crispness to it. I mean, the guitars are quite guitars have got like a fuzziness to them that's not far away from like a Swedish death metal guitar tone, but it's more detailed than that. So you know, they sound really aggressive. Same with the drums. Like, for an album that is so harsh in tone, the drums come through so cleanly.
Yeah.
Like, you can hear every single hit, even down to the ride cymbal, which is something you rarely hear.
Like off the fucking toms, kind of almost kind of hardcore punky.
Yeah.
They do a lot of that, and that comes through crystal clear. You don't lose any. There's no bleed at all between like the bass drum and the toms. It's just all pristine. So
yeah, that's a really great job on the production and the mix. I think it's one of the best I've heard from Rotten Sound. No surprises. I really enjoyed this. Like, I love grindcore, so this was right up my street, and I think they've done a really good job on this one. What are you thinking, score wise, for this one from Rotten Sound? What do you think?
I say, I've been spoiled this week. This is a 4 for me.
Yeah.
I was not expecting when I inputted it into my player of choice and the genre came up as grindcore. I was like, the eyes rolled a little bit and I wasn't sure they were ever going to roll back. And then I had to play, and by the time the album finished, I was like, yeah, we're just going to do that again. We're just going to go right into it. And that doesn't often happen with me within this genre. I can think of a few that we have reviewed in our time as a collective of reviewers where I've been like that, yeah, we'll give that a few hours and then we'll come back to it. And it just invited me to play again.
Yeah.
I think that the beauty of this is it sounds modern and it sounds relevant.
Yeah.
In a genre that's been going on the go for a very, very long time, which doesn't always lend itself to bands sounding modern or relevant. If anything, it begs you to compare them to other older bands, and Rotten Sound actually is being an older band. I wasn't getting any Napalm Death in this at all, you know. I was thinking about the grindcore bands that I know, and I wasn't really getting any of them. I think it's that sludgy, hardcore-y, punky element that they bring in that just really makes their sound not wholly unique, but just different enough to enjoy. So yeah, I would give this a 4. I think it's a great album. I think even if you're curious just a little bit, 20 minutes. fucking 20 minutes. Like, that's no time at all. Spin it, you will spin it again.
Yeah, for sure. This is the type of grindcore that I can get behind. It's savage. It doesn't overstay its welcome. And it's really, really well produced. It's not anything I haven't heard done before, but it's done really, really well. I'd agree. I'd go 4 out of 5 on this one as well.
We've synced up on every single review.
Have we?
And I am not happy about here.
So that is Rotten Sound, Apocalypse, out on March 31st on Season of Mist. Links below to the band, to the Bandcamp. Check it out. Let us know what you think. Stick some comments in. That is the review. Thanks for checking it out. We'll be back with another review very soon. But until then, take care. Speak to you soon.
Bye, everyone. Mornings of tomorrow, reason to wake up. Walk through the